How is it directing your first play?
It has been, and granted we haven't shown yet, but one of the most rewarding things I have ever done. Like, when I go home after a busy day and we have rehearsal, I still like, oh, I'll go to Ryan and be like, wow, that was a tough rehearsal, or wow, we like really worked on a lot. But I'm always happy when I come home. It's never been like a, oh, rehearsal sucked today. I mean, it's always just been, it's been a very, very rewarding and exciting and now nerve-wracking experience.
So what are you most nervous about in the lead up to the play?
I think what I'm most nervous about is a couple of things. I get nervous that my goal in this was just to create like a safe space and a happy space and a joyful space where people want to come and want to be a part of it. So I hope that I've done that, and that show nights just are like this incredible night of friendship and like success. We've done something together. I get nervous that, did I make sure everybody like had their shining moment? Did I make sure that everybody got a chance to like show themselves? And then you get nervous because, like, as with anything that has to do with art, everybody's putting their heart and soul into like their role. And, you know, helping to cast that is like, with, I guess, anything art, you put something out there that you've worked really hard on is kind of your baby. And you're like, wow, I hope the world doesn't destroy it. I hope they like it. I mean, honestly, you like, you hope they love it, really. So those are the things I get nervous about.
So is there an aspect of this play or the process that you're most proud about or excited for people to see?
Ah, that's a good question. There's an aspect that I'm most proud about. I'm probably most proud about, gosh, this is going to sound conceited, but I'm most proud about like how well I feel like I was able to organize and get people together and work out people missing stuff, because I think I've said it before that the hardest thing was getting everybody together at one point, which is, that's how it is. It's community theater. And it was just, I'm really proud of how we worked it out. And I think that I handled scheduling conflicts without making people feel bad for having a life. I mean, you do, and it's what happens. And there was a two-part to this question. What am I most proud about? And
just, is there an aspect you're most proud about or most excited for people to see?
I'm most excited for people to just see everybody in the show, because it's like they come and audition, you cast your show, and you're like, all right, here we go, we're gonna practice. And every time I watch this leading up to the show, I'm like, this could not have been more perfect. And I'm so excited for everyone to see everybody, like their peers and their fellow community members, and just in a whole new light, and like everybody's amazing. Like, there's not one person that you watch and you're like, wow, that's dragging out a show. It's like every time it just builds more and more and more, and it's just, I'm so excited for everybody to see it, just to see how good everybody is. Amazing, really.
What does having community theater in Wrangell mean to you?
I did theater back home, and I was a late bloomer, you might say, in theater. And I started with sound and tech, and because I was too nervous to get on stage and audition. And then my senior year of high school, I got cast in a show that I was auditioning for with my friend. And that was like where I fell in love with being on stage. And then I did community theater there, and I have probably been, I mean, maybe like 20 shows, maybe more. And I guess I didn't realize until we started community theater here how much theater is really like another home to me. And that like sounds kind of lame, I guess, maybe, but like it just was like, I knew that I missed it. I knew moving to Wrangell they didn't have it, and it was like, you know what, that's something I'm willing to let go of in my life. Like, I've had my time. I mean, we were like big fish in a small community in my hometown as far as theater went, so it was just a fun time. And it was like, all right, that, I mean, I really was like, that time of my life is over. I have my family. I'm very happy. And then when it was coming back and it was like, okay, well, I'm going to audition. And then even more, like, the last show was amazing, created great friendships, and then the momentum kept going. And more so this one, because I've been involved in more aspects of it, it just reminded me of the joy and like the love that comes from theater. There's a quote that says, home isn't where you live, home is where you love. And it's one of my favorite ones. And that's why I think people can have, like, my home is Ryan, my home is theater, my home is my grandma's house. A lot of space for love. I just like it. And Rachel. My home's Rachel.
Is there something you want people to know coming into the show?
I just want people to know that no matter what happens, what they see that night, every show is different, and that we have put hours and hours and hours of work into this. And I just want them to realize, like, what you're saying was hours of work and preparation and people making sure that they knew their lines, making sure that they showed up, making sure that they were wearing what they're supposed to wear. And you see an hour and a half of that. And no matter what happens during that show, if we have a sound cue missed or if it goes flawlessly, just remember that, like, we have put our time in. And I really hope that it's received well.
Is there anything else you'd want to say about this process of putting together a play and, like, your new role in it, too?
I keep encouraging it. I just think that if anybody has an urge or they feel called to do something, as far as theater goes, like, whether it's directing, sound, stage, props, like, if you have just an inkling, just try for it. Like, we're here to help. People will help you along the way. We want you to succeed. We want people to be in it. And in that same tune, like, just remember that if it wasn't this show, it could be the next show. It just is like this. This is a fun, challenging thing theater is, where it isn't one of those things that everybody gets to do exactly what they want. It's one of those where, like, it's what fits that show, and that your role is coming. It's just, your role is coming. Your time is coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.